morning, you guys. What's up? What's up? This is Nicholas. How you doing? Hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful Friday. Welcome to Freedom Fridays. And I'm so glad to have each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time today. So, I just wanted to talk to you guys for a little bit. And about a great many things this morning I was thinking about, and just, you know, what is most pertinent to talk about. And there was no shortage of things. But before we start with all that, as we always start the Freedom Friday show, today is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So, what today, you know, had in store for me was just a lot on my brain, because I really was bombarded by a great many things to talk about. But at the last minute, you know, just thinking about this topic, I really had to say something. I just really want to take the time to talk to you guys about this and see how you guys really feel, because I want to get a good sense, because I, at this point, I am just beyond words. I mean, not too far, obviously, but I just don't understand. So I need your help to understand what's going on with this thing. And in this particular instance, I'm talking about, in this particular segment, you know, the president's interview, Oval Office interview, mind you, with Twitter co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey. So for those of you who don't know, Donald Trump tweets a lot. And he tweets out these crazy things at all times of day. And it's just, it may be unnerving to some, it may be, you know, I guess provocative to others. You know, regardless of what part of the spectrum you are on, he uses Twitter a lot. And it was interesting to find out, when you read the headline, that he was actually having this interview. So I'm going to take a second to kind of delve into this a little bit. For those of you who are watching, and for those of you who are listening, either on Anchor, on Facebook, or on YouTube. So, let me know what you guys think. I put a poll question in the description here. Do you think this was absolutely necessary? Let me know what you think. So, tell me, was it important? Was it not important? And tell me why in the comments. So, here's the thing. Donald Trump is already known for not acting presidential, for acting anything but presidential. So he even gets on platforms, and he gets into these rallies, and he actually made fun and poked at the thought of being presidential. How do you be presidential? Why is it important to be presidential? You know, so we already know that he is not that guy. He is not that type of president. But, I have to laugh, because, not because it's funny, it's not funny, but it's just crazy. I mean, seriously, it's just asinine to think that this president will use government resources. Government resources, and he talks about the fact that he is so incredibly rich, and he uses government funds to fly out the CEO of Twitter and co-founder. And most of us would think, okay, yeah, he flies him out to talk about social media, to talk about Twitter, to talk about the impact that social media has on today's society, on our landscape, you know, especially as it relates to the American people, you know, how important it is for, you know, social media, especially social media giants like Twitter and Facebook and things like that, to come together to help unite the American people, to unite us under one banner of freedom and liberty and justice for all, which is what the country stands for. Or at the very least, at the very bottom of the totem pole, hey guys, let's do something to get the younger generation out to vote in the 2020 primary election. No, he doesn't do that. What does he do? He flies Jack Dorsey to the Oval Office of the White House to talk about why he is losing followers on Twitter. Now, I get it. Everybody that has a Twitter account, you complain about, oh yeah, I don't have enough followers. I complain about the fact that I don't have followers on Twitter. And even to a certain extent, I can understand. As a wealthy person, you want to find out why it is that my platform, my profile, whatever you want to call it, why is it that it's not going like I would like it to go? You have the power, you have the resources, you have the ability to do so, and, you know, you just have the means. You have the money, you have the time, you have the influence, so why not fly my... On a regular day, on a regular circumstance, it is understandable that you have the power to do it. Let's do it. However, we are not talking about the average wealthy person on the, we're not talking about Jeff Bezos. We're not talking about Warren Buffett. We're not talking about Bill Gates. We're not talking about any of those men. We're not talking about any wealthy person on the planet. We are talking about the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. The President of the leader of the free world decides to have, in my opinion, a tantrum about why is it that he doesn't have so many followers on Twitter. I was about to say Facebook. On Twitter. Really? Really? This is really the world that we live in. This is really the United States that we live in. That the leader of the country, the leader of the free world, can do something like this. And people wonder why I call him a petulant child. Because that's what he is. You could be mad, you cannot like me, whatever it is to hear me say that, but he is a petulant child, a toddler, because only a child would do something like this. Only a child would seek to not bring us together, but whine and cry and piss and moan about something trivial. Trivial. And you can check right now, 53 million followers on Twitter. 53 million followers. Almost 60 million followers on Twitter. And what happens? He complains because it's not good enough for him. This is the man that constantly and consistently deceives, lies, cheats, and steals to get ahead. This is a man without moral fiber. This is a man without conscience. This is a man that you almost not put anything past him. Almost not put anything past him. We're talking about the same guy that said if his daughter wasn't his daughter, he would probably be dating her. That is how sad this is. And yeah, I know that I'm usually not political on this show. I'm usually not decidedly political on this show, but you know, you guys know how I feel. You guys, anybody who knows me knows I don't like that man. I love everybody because God calls you to love everybody and to love your neighbor as yourself and to treat people with dignity and respect. But when you talk about something like this and so many other issues, so many other things that he has done to divide this country, to vilify people, innocent people. It is only easy to see why Donald J. Trump, President Donald J. Trump, would use government resources just to further his own cause. It's just easy to see why he would be the one to concentrate on himself. Why not use that space? Why not use that time to help humanity? Everybody in the world, maybe with the exception of a few countries in the world that have bans on internet and stuff like that, there are countries out there like that, foreign sovereignties out there like that, they ban that content from Twitter and Facebook and all that. They ban social media. But why not, as the American president, get together and unite people on social media? Help them see the power that social media has. I talk on this show all the time about the power of social media, the power of leverage, the power to reach people, the power to affect people. That's why I'm doing this right now. That's why I've done this show for almost 4 years, because I know that you can use it as a platform to unite or to divide. And sadly, this president continues to show that he does not have any more sensibilities than a 3-year-old. Because only a toddler would whine and cry and complain, "Oh, woe is me, I'm losing followers on social media." Hello? There's something called robots online. If you don't know about social media, if you don't know how it works, newsflash, bud. This is how it works. Every social media platform has to fight bots. When I say fight, I mean they want to crack down on computer-generated robotic programs that act like real followers, act like real people on social media, but they are not. So they try to curtail that. They try to get rid of those things, they get rid of those bots and stuff like that. So you're gonna lose people. Even if you're talking about real people, you're going to lose followers. If you stand for anything, you are going to lose favor with someone. And least of all does this president have to miss the fact that people just genuinely don't like him. People genuinely don't like him. And I get it. People don't like me. I don't need everybody to like me. I don't need everybody to appreciate me. I need you to at least respect me. And at the end of the day, that's all anybody can hope for. Everybody may not like you, but everybody has to respect you. As long as you treat people with dignity and respect, and you walk on this earth with an integrity about yourself and who you are and what you do, people should respect you at the very least. Nobody can expect that everybody is going to like them. But least of all this president. Do we need to go down the list of reasons why? Hello, kids in cages. regardless to where you stand on immigration, regardless to where you stand on asylum, whatever it is, however you decide, the fact that there are children being separated from their parents, legal or not, is an atrocity. An atrocity. And any human being that can be okay with that, and not just saying, okay, so yeah, people are jumping to comments and talk about, oh, Obama did it, Bush did it, Bush Jr. Did it, you know, Donald Trump is not the only one. Yeah, Donald Trump is not the only one, but he called for more expansion of that policy after. And we're talking about separating kids at the border. He called and asked for more of it so that more kids would be separated. He listen to me, man. This president, Donald J. Trump, he went to the border and he was telling border agents, tell people that are coming in that we're full. We don't have any room. The country is all booked up, all filled up. We can't take any more. And get this. And if a judge tells you, you need to let them in, say sorry, judge. Sorry to a judge. We can't let them in. Sorry. Regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the persecution that you're facing in your home country, that you can't go back, that you left everything to come here, but the country is full. Country is full. No. And then to tell you how morally bankrupt this policy is, these Border Patrol officers asked their supervisors, hey, do you think that we should do this? This is our commander-in-chief. This is the president of the United States asking us to turn people away, genuine asylum seekers, turn them away because the country is full. Should we do it? And their supervisors turned to them and said, you cannot under any circumstance do this. Why? Because if you do, you take personal responsibility for breaking the law. Breaking the law. U.S. asylum laws. So if you want to take personal responsibility for breaking the law, then do that. But I don't recommend you do. Because you don't want to be held personally responsible. When the Mueller report came out this past Thursday, not yesterday, but last week, when it came out, it says, Robert Mueller specifically states that the reason why he can't he cannot clearly and unequivocally state that Donald Trump conspired and that he obstructed justice is because his own staff in the White House refused to follow his instructions. Because again, he is a petulant child. And because they chose not to follow him, because they're asking him to do all this crazy stuff that don't make absolutely no sense, because he's asking him to do these things, they might have saved him. Might. Keyword, might. Mueller's not. when everything comes down to the last, we're going to see if that actually saves him. But how is that? That you are so inept and you are so morally bankrupt. You're so loose in your head as far as, you know, being that you acknowledge that you are doing things willfully, that you don't have the presence of mind, that your own staff won't follow your instructions because they're so asinine. And people don't see a problem with it. A couple, what was it, like maybe 6 or 7 months ago, there was a report that said, yeah, that went along the lines of, oh yeah, we know he's crazy, we know he does all these crazy things, but we're trying to curtail, we're trying to control. There are adults in the room. If a group of people have to report and say there are adults in the room referencing the president of the United States, that's a problem. That's a problem. And this story about him getting Jack Dorsey to come to the White House for Twitter followers is evidence of that. It's absolute, unequivocal, undeniable evidence of that. That he is so gone mentally that he, for one, he can't pronounce origins. Origins! You're okay with your president not being able to say the word origin, as in beginning, as in the start of something, or as in the root cause of something? Don't nobody see a problem with that. But then I get people talking to me all day about how much he's done, how much the economy this, how much the jobs that, how low black unemployment has been in so many years. I may not be a political scholar, but listen to me, man. This guy came in on the coattails of President Obama, benefiting, and let me be absolutely clear, I am not the biggest fan of President Obama. I appreciate him as an individual. He helped unite this country. He did a lot of great things, but I'm still not his biggest fan. But comparatively to the toddler in chief, of course, I might as well be a front running cheerleader for Obama. But in reality, I'm not his biggest fan. But still, he did more for this country than most presidents. Unbeknownst to popular opinion, you can say what you want to, but the proof is in the pudding. And he started taking credit for things from the Obama administration. Every good thing that Obama and his administration has done and put into place, the Affordable Care Act, things that would help in that sphere as far as recognizing pre-existing conditions to help people. He wants to take credit for things that he himself has not done, President Trump. He has not done himself. So regardless of where your political allegiances align, you have to look at this and ask yourself a question. Is this a man that you want to spend another 4 years running our country? Is that what you want? And if you could realistically say yes, then more power to you. If you say no, more power to you. I'm not trying to sway you. I'm trying to talk to you as a human being, listening to this conversation, listening to this line of speaking. I am trying to let you know, just as a person, as a human being, do you want somebody in charge of a country that can consistently do these things? Oh, almost 10,000, 9,000 and change in direct lies to the American people. Gross. When I listen, man. When I tell you that half of these lies are not even necessary. I had the biggest inauguration of any president, period. Did you look at the crowd? Did you look at the crowd? I have not seen more floor at an event ever. Ever. Regardless of inauguration status or not. Lies. Lies. My father was born in Germany. He was born in New York. Look it up. Why lie about these things? These things are inconsequential. Why lie? Why be dishonest about these things? Why? I had the highest electoral college vote of any president. But when somebody fact checked that behind, he was like, I meant Republican president. Because newsflash, Obama had the highest electoral college vote. So my question is this. Why does this president continually decide to divide, vilify, lie? Just show how unqualified, just show how uncouth, just why does he continue not to act like he cares about the American people? Not just talk about it and feed us BS and blow smoke for everybody to see and feel good. What redeemable things has he perpetuated? What redeemable things has he really put into place to say, let us come together? But at every turn, he I'm lost as to why. Why did this happen? What purpose does it serve for you to call? And people wonder why athletes would turn him down. Other famous people would turn him down to come to the White House. Because don't nobody want to see him. Don't nobody want to see him. You understand? You have to understand something, guys. Being invited to the White House was probably one of the highest privileges. One of the highest privileges anybody could be afforded from anywhere. Would be happy to say before President Trump, and we're including George W. Bush Jr. We're including George W. Bush. We would still be happy to go to the White House because it's the White House. The president of the free world is the leader of the free world is inviting you to the White House. What person wouldn't want to go? Except for when Donald Trump took office. Rejection after rejection. I'm good. I covered this in another video. I'm good. Really? The White House? You got people turning you down when you invite them to the White House? You might be screwing up somewhere. Because one of the most prestigious honors in the land used to be is now a tossed away RSVP. I'm sorry. I gotta wash my hair. I got kids. I can't find nobody to watch them. I just don't want to come. I'm sorry. I just don't. Really? That's where we are? that our commander in chief is doing such a poor job of using the office that he has been given, that people don't even want to come to the White House anymore. And I get Trump worshippers talking about, look at how much you just don't see. You're just being a hater. You're just being a hater. He's done so much for this country. What? Really? Please tell me. Educate me. Enlighten me again. What has he done to really influence the American people other than just forced things? Look at the... Listen. There is undeniable fact that because of Donald Trump, there are things that happen to this country that will forever affect them, will forever affect the American people. But when you see time and time again, listen to me, man. This president is a nightmare for Secret Service. A nightmare. Why? Look at Mar-a-Lago. Just think for yourself. Think for yourself. Think about it. Mar-a-Lago as a property. Think about watching movies. Just think about movies. And how much security it takes to protect the commander-in-chief. And you want to go to a resort? Really? A nightmare. They actively keep him away from stuff. When you got people snatching paper off your desk and shoving it down their throat so you don't have access to it? That's stuff you do with a toddler. That's stuff you do with a child. But yet, people will blindly follow him. Blindly follow him. And people don't think there's nothing spiritual behind that. But that's going to be for another show. I mean, you know. At this point, and I'll say this, you guys know, especially for those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, you know that the Bible says that, you know, the world is definitely headed to the events in Revelation. So with that in mind, we already know that the Antichrist is coming. If he's not already here. And people who have called Obama the Antichrist, they call Bush the Antichrist, they call Trump the Antichrist. I know somebody said it. They hadn't said it before. I haven't heard it. I know somebody said it. Since we know that's coming, I want y'all to think about this. This has gotten so bad that when it's that time, they're going to clamor for this man, whoever he is. They're going to clamor for this man because they're going to be like anybody else than Donald Trump. I mean, people make jokes about it all the time. Somebody wake up and they've probably been in a coma, God forbid, for the last 5 years or so. They wake up and they look at the news and they see a news story, President Donald Trump. What in the world? The Apprentice guy? The Apprentice guy is president? Oh, no. On the one hand, you could look at it as, if you come to this country, you could do anything. But then you could look at it as, if you come to this country, anything could happen. Anything. And that could be the most frightening, most sobering fight ever in life. Because somebody like Donald J. Trump can win the highest office in the United States of America. Why? Because he is rich and powerful and influential, as much as we hate it, that somebody so socially inept, so politically inexperienced, so presidentially bankrupt can win. But people laughed about it. Yeah, he'll never win. We saw him coming down the escalator. He'll never win. Is that a thing? Is that a real thing? He's not gonna win. And he won. You don't have to be popular to win. He is proof of that. You don't have to win the popular vote to win the presidency. You don't have to be popular and want to stand for value for the values of the American people, to stand for the values that this country was established on to win. You don't have to have none of that. All you have to have is what he has. People, if y'all haven't heard me say this before, recognize something. When he won the presidency, he was blown away. He was like, "Oh, snap, I actually won. Dang, I'm gonna actually have to do this now." He doesn't know what he's doing. Look at the interviews. The fact that we have gone more than 42 days without a press briefing from the White House. It's not because Sarah Huckabee Sanders is just incompetent. It's because they don't know how to handle him anymore. Because he is his own press secretary. His own. They'll go into that press briefing room and they'll say this, that, and he'll go into his chopper talk and say something totally different. They'll start out in the morning with one plan for foreign policy or for whatever else it is. And then in the afternoon, he's gonna jump on his tweet box and put the kibosh on the whole thing. Ask Rex Tillerson. So, how do you handle that? And I'm asking the American people, how do you handle that? That the news cycle now runs from Twitter. That you get, everybody get, where the news cycle starts from to see what Donald. You know, the most asinine thing that I've heard in a very long time? That it's 6 a.m. Let's see what Donald Trump just tweeted. The President of the United States. Before Donald Trump, nobody cared on the grand scheme of things what the president tweeted. Yeah, it was nice to know, okay, the president's on Twitter, that's cool. But now the news cycle lives and dies on Twitter. Doesn't anybody see anything wrong with that? Doesn't anybody see anything wrong with that? Not saying Twitter's bad at all. Mr. Dorsey, Twitter's great. Keeps people connected, short space of time, short character thing. The only thing I got issues with is the character count. I mean, even though they just doubled it. You know, it's a great platform. It's a great platform. But to see the president's tweets on that platform is shockingly sobering. It is just, I can't, I just can't anymore. I just can't. I don't understand. And you dare not have a conversation with someone who is a Trump worshiper, a Trump follower. I call them Trump worshipers because only people who get worshipped, only people who get worshipped are people that really, you know, you could do no wrong. Eddie, is it freedom? Of course it is. Of course it is, Eddie. It's always Freedom Friday. Of course it is. It's just, you know, I had to talk about this. I'm not usually this political, but it just is amazing to me. But it is. And I thank you so much for joining. As a matter of fact, let's go to see what you guys are talking about in the comments. Christopher Ursel says, the problem that I have is that if I tell people I voted for Trump, I am a racist. Why? Everyone votes for whoever they choose. And hey, Chris, honestly, I have nothing against you. I have nothing against you for that, because you choose to vote for whoever aligns with your beliefs. And that's what the Constitution, that's what the United States is about. It's about freedom. It's about the freedom of democracy. It's about freedom of choice, because you choose to vote for whoever. The fact that I don't personally understand it, it doesn't have merit. It doesn't, because it's your choice. We all have choices to make, and we all have, you know, consequences of those choices to make. Eddie says, it's politics. No, Eddie. No, it's not. It's not all about politics. Freedom Friday is not all about politics. And this is the risk that I take in doing today's show, and doing the topic that I chose to do, because, you know, I didn't want people to assume that's all Freedom Fridays is about. If you were watching Freedom Fridays for the last 4 years, you would know that Freedom Fridays is not just about politics. Every now and again, I talk about current events. I talk about, you know, things that happen in the political sphere. But no, it's about freedom of all aspects. In case, for those of you who are just joining, for those of you who have been, you know, or haven't seen me, I should say, or haven't followed Freedom Fridays or watched Freedom Fridays, Freedom Fridays is about freedom, spiritual freedom, financial freedom, personal freedom, emotional freedom. It's about that. It's about these things. It's about the flagship of this broadcast has been getting educated in those aspects, in those lights, with varying shows highlighting each one of those things, including finance, Eddie. So no shade, no diss. I appreciate the comment, bro. However, I'm not gonna be misunderstood that I don't understand where that comment comes from. Still love you, still respect you, you know. Do you do a great job, you know, in educating people as well? But yeah, it's about those things. And I just had to take this opportunity to talk about what I wanted to talk about today, because it's something that I know, it just doesn't matter just to me. It matters to a lot of people. And I welcome the criticism. I welcome the conversation, because you have to understand that you don't always get along with everybody that you interact with or you even work with. You don't always see eye to eye. You don't always agree. If you only dealt with people you agreed with, that would really show that you have very little character, because only surrounding yourself with people you agree with all the time only shows that we as people need to grow. So that's, and listen, one of my really good friends, he loves our president. He loves what he's doing. He loves what he's done. He is, in effect, you know, a Trump supporter. But I still love him. He's still a good guy. He's still a good family man. He's still a great, you know, a great man. But we just don't agree on that. And that's okay. Because it's what it's about. We don't have to agree to be friends. We don't have to agree on everything each other does to love each other. We don't. And that's what I think people miss. Especially in the United States, in political discourse, in non-political discourse, we figured that we have to agree all the time to still love each other. We don't. You don't agree with somebody? That's fine. Like I said before, they have a choice to make, and not everybody's going to understand it, but you can still love somebody. God calls us to love everyone. You don't have to like everyone, but God calls us to love everyone as we love ourselves, right? That's what he has called us to love each other as we've loved ourselves. So we don't have to be on the same page all the time, but we do have to respect each other. And no, Chris, it does not make you racist. It does not make you racist to vote for him. It doesn't. Some of the things he's done and inaction or action may make him look racist. But because he aligns with different things that you believe in, it doesn't make you racist. It just makes me not understand the choice. And it's okay. I don't have to understand it. I don't. Because, and for anybody out there, I'll never not appreciate somebody or love somebody because they made a choice that I don't understand. Simple as that. So, I've spent more than enough time talking about this, and seeing as certain people in the comments don't necessarily like me taking this time and taking so much time to talk about this, I don't know. But I will continue to bring forth on this show Things that matter, not just to me, but to everybody that watches this show. And my goal here is to motivate. My goal here is to inform. My goal here is to educate in all of the aspects that I mentioned before, which includes things that affect us in the real world. So that's it for the show today. But before I go, you guys know I usually leave you guys with a financial tip. I've been a little slack over the last couple of weeks. I noticed about making sure that I do a financial tip at the end of the show. I used to always do it, and for the last couple of weeks, I don't know, for whatever reason, I neglected to do it over the last couple of shows. So I was looking at something on credits yesterday. Credit as in your credit profile and things like that. And, you know, through my own journey with credit and things like that, I really have been doing research and how it affects me and how it affects other people. And there's a great many things to talk about when you talk about credit and things like that. But one of the things I wanted to leave as today's tip is most financial experts say that when you get a credit card, and a standard credit card, one that's, you know, not a secured card, but a just regular credit card that has a limit. Let's say you have $1,000 limit. They say 30% is what should be the ceiling on what you use. So let's use $1,000 for the example. 30% of that would be, was that $300? 30% would be $300. That's what financial experts say. However, with just as with, you know, not just paying the minimums, my recommendation, and this is just me, my personal recommendation, I am not a credit specialist, but based on my research, I think it's a little bit better to do less than 30%. Whatever your credit limit is, you use less than 30% for the entire month, and you let that go. You keep that habit up for about maybe 6 months to a year, and you should definitely see increase in your overall score. And I've seen it done. We've used it ourselves in my family, so I know that, you know, starting there will definitely help you get into a better stead as far as your credit, because credit is important. You know, you might not believe that, you know, credit is really important and it's something that you should have, but I believe that it is important. I believe that you have to know how to use it, how to properly leverage credit, because you got to buy a house. You know, you have to, it would be ideal to be able to pay cash for a house, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it always works out like that. So inevitably, you have to have a good credit score in order to be able to do certain things. So it's important to learn not just what credit is, but how to properly leverage it so you can take the most advantage on using credit. So the second part of the tip here is getting something called the Credit Karma app. I've been using Credit Karma for a little bit over 7 years now, and I've loved it. I've had the app before. I just use the website now. It's totally free. They do provide a lot of comprehensive advice to be able to use with getting a better credit score and to help you with recommendations. It does have Equifax and TransUnion credit reports listed there. You can actually get a full copy of your credit report from Credit Karma. You can, and it's managed, so you can look at it at any time, you want to, and it's for free. So you can log in, you can go to creditkarma.com. You sign up and you can get access to your credit report and your credit score. And so you can keep track of that stuff, because it's absolutely necessary to be able to do that. That is a part of your financial house. So it is something that you can get educated on. There's tons of stuff that you can find out there about credit and how important credit is, and about, you know, more details about what should be done to help improve your credit and maintain your credit score. So, if you're looking for that, I'll place, a link in the comments, or you can message me and I'll get you connected with somebody that can effectively help you with specific guidance, to get you into a better credit score. As well as if you're looking for, you know, a lot of you guys heard me talk about things like, you know, money management, things like that, life insurance. If you're looking for advice on that, you can always message me and I will put you in direct contact with someone that can help you, that will be able to take care of you, to guide you along your financial journey. So with that said, guys, it's definitely been interesting today. It's definitely been fun today. I know it was fun for me because I know that I just love to be in contact with you guys. I love doing this. I love doing the live show. I love doing the podcast now. So, you know, if you have not already subscribed, make sure you do. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell button, and make sure that you don't miss another piece of content. If you're on Facebook, after the live show goes off, make sure you go to my profile, click on my name, Nicholas Francis, you click following, and then you click see first, And so you'll never miss the live shows. When I do them on Fridays, I do my best to be on by 11 a.m. Eastern. Sometimes it doesn't always work like that, but I do my best to be on at 11 a.m. Eastern on Facebook. You can also catch the replay of the show either on Facebook, or if you don't have time to watch, you can listen on Anchor FM. Anchor FM is a free app that you can download, that you can go and listen to the Freedom Friday podcast. If you missed the live show, you can watch it. You can listen to it in your car, you know, while you're driving to and from work or whatever it is. You can definitely check it out. So make sure that if you're listening on Anchor, you can click the favorite button. It's a star. You click the star button, you favorite Freedom Fridays, so you never miss when I upload another episode. So a journey to 50 episodes to start with has already been rolling and underway. So thank you guys all for your support on all the platforms that I'm on. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. M Insight on Twitter, because we talked about Twitter today. I'm on Facebook at Millionaire Insight. I'm also on YouTube at Millionaire Insight, the number 4 and the word life. If you want to check out my YouTube channel, I thank you guys for all the support. You can, if you enjoy my content, and this is for people who, you know, you enjoy my content, you enjoy the motivation and stuff like that, and you want to play an active role in the support of my content, you can do that on the Anchor platform. For my listeners, you can donate any amount that you want to, if you want to be an active support in my content. It helps me, you know, bring you better content. It helps me, you know, improve my content. So I appreciate any help that any of you guys that appreciate my content can provide. I also have an account on Patreon, so if you want to support things like my YouTube channel and other forms of content that I have, you can also go on patreon.com and support my content with a gift of any size. And for those of you who become patrons on Patreon, the first $5 that you donate, I will give you one of my free money-making apps that I use, that I've used to make over $1,200 by just simply sharing the app and telling people about the benefits of using it. It's free for iOS and Android. So if you do $5 a month, you'll get that as my gift to you. And you can do more if you want. You could do that if you want. Any gift that you give is appreciated, no matter the amount. So thank you guys all for watching today. Thank you guys for being patient. Thank you for guys for all the love and all the comments. I appreciate everybody that stopped in the comments to let me know their opinion, whether they agree with me or not. I still love you to life, and I still love you with the love of the Lord. So I pray that you have an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. Go out and see the Avengers movie. Go out and see Avengers Endgame. Avengers Endgame, I know I'm about to go see it. So I hope you guys enjoyed that and have a great weekend. I pray that God expands your borders. I pray that He continues to cover you and keep your families, and make it the best weekend that you've had, and enjoy the rest of your day. And I pray that He really, really, really moves on your behalf, that you have the best experience with Him that you possibly can. All right, guys, until next time, live life, love God. See you when I see you. Peace.